This is VPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, thank you very much, and welcome everybody to Prophetic Tuesday here on BPNRadio.com and Facebook Live. So it's going to be a great day, and we're broadcasting live from our studios here in Austin, Texas, and we're keeping the watch of the Lord around the clock and around the globe we go, according to 2 Chronicles 23:6, which says, "And all the people shall keep the watch of the Lord." We're watching and praying from Prayer Central here in Austin, Texas, on a cloudy day in Austin, but the sun is shining in the realm of the Spirit. Remember, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast or any of our programs here on BPNRadio.com may or may not be the views of BPN Radio. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast, but we're delighted that you're listening. This program is produced by Michael Schoenborn, edited by Aliona, supported by you, our loyal listeners and friends. So it's good to have you listening and watching here on Prophetic Tuesday. And we have lost contact with some of our Facebook friends, but we're getting contact back. I believe we are. So Ruth Gentry and I are here, and it's going to be a wonderful day as we, as I have a lot of people to give prophetic words to. And so we're just believing it's all going to happen here in just a few moments. First of all, we're going to pray. Father, we just pray the will of God be done here today on BPNRadio.com and Facebook Live. We just pray in Jesus' name that you would just come and anoint this program, this prophetic session. Father God, we need your help today, and we just pray, Holy Spirit, that you would open our spiritual ears to hear and open our spiritual eyes to receive right now in Jesus' name. Lord, it's going to be a wonderful day. We declare the will, plan, and purpose of God is going to be done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. It's so good to have you listening and have you watching here on BPNRadio.com and also Facebook Live. And remember that you can leave your name and your city and your state here on BPNRadio.com, Facebook Live. And also I'm going to give you a number that you can call here in a few moments. And we are going to... we're going to be accepting phone calls when I give the word, but you might need to go ahead and write this number down so that you can call us in a few moments. The number that you can call, we'll take a few calls during the hour. The number you're going to call is 979-596-0195. That's 979-596-0195. That's 979-596-0195. 0195. So in just a few moments, I will, a few minutes, I'll give you an opportunity to call in as well today. Good to have you joining me today. It's going to be a great day. And I appreciate all of you that over this past week and the past several weeks have sent your name, your city, and your state in for prophetic word. We won't be able to get to everybody, of course, today, but you'll be able. You'll be able to receive maybe a word that somebody else is receiving today on BPN Radio. So before I start, I want to give you some instructions. Remember, if you receive a prophetic word today, that it could be a now word. It could be a future word. It could be a new word, or it could be a now word, future word, confirming word, or a new word. But know this, that I've experienced over the last 30 some odd years that one word from God can change your life forever. Last week was a great week. We had over 5,700 views, and we had a record-breaking week last week. We're so thankful for those of you that's joined in. Remember, this broadcast is replayed at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and then throughout the day on Facebook Live. Prophetic Tuesday, and then, of course, Allison Keeber will be here for Prophetic Thursday. Now, listen to me. I believe today that many, many people are going to receive a word from the Lord. And I may not call your name, but you may say, hey, that word is for me. Or I just believe I'm hearing the Holy Spirit as well saying words to me. So it's a prophetic hour, not just for those who may hear their name, but it's a prophetic hour for those who will hear the voice of the Lord. That's why, once again, I'm just going to ask you to say these words after me. Holy Spirit, open my spiritual ears that I may hear your voice saying, this is the way, walk in it. Put your hand on your eyes and just say, Holy Spirit, open my spiritual eyes that I might see what you're doing in me. And put your hand on your heart and just say, Holy Spirit, open my heart that I might receive all that you have for me today. I'm ready to receive a word from the Lord. Now listen to me. When you receive a word from God, it's not just a gimme. What am I talking about? It's not just something automatically that is going to happen to you. It is something that you must receive, and you must contend with, even do spiritual warfare with your prophecy. And so many, many times, Satan will try to steal your prophetic word from you. He'll try to steal it from you. Or he will put a spirit of doubt and say, oh, that was not really a word for you, or you cannot do that. You must understand that a prophetic word creates a future for you. It creates a possibility. Do you have to receive it? No, you don't. If you don't bear witness in your spirit, you don't have to receive it. But you must learn and understand that you cannot receive a word with your mind, because your mind does not have the capability or the capacity to receive a word from the God, from the Lord. And when you receive a prophetic word, you got to know it's not a chapter or a book. 1 Corinthians 13:7 says, we know in part and prophesy in part. And there may be many, many parts to your life or to your future, but I'll just give you one part or one portion, and you just receive it by faith. And if you can receive that, if you can hear it, and then you see it, and then if you begin to say it, you're saying it is so very, very important. When the Holy Spirit spoke to me that I was going to travel all over the world and do great exploits for God, I had to receive that word, because when he first began to share that word with me about the farthest I'd ever gotten away from home was from Comanche, Oklahoma to Paducah, Texas, about 147 miles away. Now God said, you're going to travel all over the world and do great exploits for God. So I heard it, and then I saw myself traveling all over the world doing great exploits for God. And then I began to say, I'm going to travel all over the world and do great exploits for God. Then I began to go to the airport. So it's ears, it's eyes, mouth, feet. Ears, eyes, mouth, feet. Those four set your prophetic word in motion. So I heard the word, you're going to travel all over the world, do great exploits for God. Then I saw myself doing it. If you can see it, you can have it. Then I began to say, I'm going to travel all over the world and do great exploits for God. And then I had to do something with my feet, because faith without works is dead, being alone. You hear something, and then you see something, and then you say something, and then you do something. Ears, eyes, mouth, feet. Remember those four words, ears, eyes, mouth, feet. That is the solution or the fulfillment of your prophetic words that God has given. And some of you have received words that have never come to pass. Don't let those words fall to the ground. The Bible said that Samuel did not let one word fall to the ground. We're not going to let one name fall to the ground. Eventually, we are going to be able to call your name and give prophetic words. And so I began to go to the airport. I dressed up. I didn't have a ticket. I did not have an invitation to go preach, but I had a word from God. Sometimes all you need is one unmovable, unshakable, undeniable word from God. And so what did I do? I went out to the airport pretending I was going to get on the plane. But one day it happened. And one day your word that did not come to frustrate you or aggravate you or agitate you or to give you unfulfilled moments is going to come to pass. You'll hear it, you'll see it, you'll say it, and then eventually you'll do it. Now, wow, all these years later, Gene and I have traveled to 30-something nations of the world. We've ministered to so many people. And, you know, I've recorded about 2.5 million miles with American Airlines plus the other airlines. But it all began with a word. Everything begins with a word. This studio in Austin, Texas, began with a word. I just began to hear the word. You're gonna begin to lead prayer around the clock on internet radio. So it began with a word. Didn't know I was going to do it, but I saw it. Then I began to say it. And now, of course, we're actually doing it. So we're going to pray, and we're gonna declare the word of the Lord. I'm going to pray for you right now. Father, I pray for these people that are listening on bpnradio.com, as well as those who are joining us on Facebook Live today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Ruth, why don't you come and welcome the people. I'm going to put a cough drop in my mouth, preserve my voice a little bit. Let's welcome the people. This is my daughter-in-law, Ruth, just in case you've never met her. She's the manager of bpnradio.com. Say a few words.
Well, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's Prophetic Tuesday, which is always one of our highlights of the week. So I appreciate everyone joining us on Prophetic Tuesday. If you're listening on BPN Radio, it's going to be a great day. We have a wonderful lineup for the rest of the day on BPN Radio. So make sure that you continue to tune in all day, not just this hour. But this is going to be an hour of power, power hour. I just love Prophetic Tuesday. I know you guys are looking forward to a word. I want to encourage you, as Pastor Dale already did, if your name might not be called attached to that word, that doesn't necessarily mean that word's not for you. And also, we gave some instructions that I kind of want to repeat in case you just joined, or unfortunately, for some reason, our internet went out just a few minutes after Pastor Dale joined on the Facebook Live. And if you are watching, you can actually see all the equipment behind me. And so that's a lot of stuff running at the same time. So thank you, Jesus, for real. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for keeping all of the stuff behind the scenes going and all the little nuts and bolts and T's crossed and I's dotted. Thank you for that, because there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes. So some more instructions. If you are wanting to have a word, please, please, please give your name. And we honor your privacy, but the city and the state is very important to add to your name. One, we have a lot of Cheryls that have sent in, or a lot of Rebeccas, and we just want to make sure that we're not duplicating. So if you would send in your name one time and let us have a chance to get to all the names and include your city and state, that would be so helpful to us. If you are listening today, we're excited because we're going to have the phone lines open again. And so if you've just joined us on BPN Radio and you're listening, please get ready to call the phone line if you would like to get a word. And that's 979-596-0195. So some instructions on our phone line system, you're going to call 979-596-0195. Excuse me, 0195. I'm actually reading off the screen and made that mistake, so let me correct that. 979-596-0195. But because there are so many calls that are coming in at the same time, be patient. Pray that your call gets through, and just call back if we don't answer. Unfortunately, we don't have the staff here, and we aren't unable to receive a message. So get ready for a word. I know that God has a great corporate word for all of us today. I'm praying for all the individual words for you. It is a great day. It's a great Tuesday. And thank you for all that you're doing in us, Holy Spirit. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Ruth. Doing a great job as manager of bpnradio.com, broadcasting around the clock and around the globe. If you want to get a daily schedule of our broadcasting, you can go to letspraymerica.com. That's letspraymerica.com. And our daily schedule, radio schedule, of all of our programming is on letspraymerica.com. So I do want to remind you that some of you have been turning in your names, and I recognize that we've given some of you prophetic words already. You say, well, I didn't hear them, but we have some good news. The good news is that you can go to breakoutradiochurch.com. That's breakoutradiochurch.com. And we have all of the programs archived. We have one, October the 17th, that we're going to have to correct there. It's a blank for some reason. But the other programming, the other prophetic sessions are on there, the Tuesday, Prophetic Tuesday, as well as Prophetic Thursday. So you can go there and listen to all of our prophetic sessions. Well, we have a brand new printer that is malfunctioned. So today, I don't have any hard copies in order to give you prophetic words. So what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be looking on my monitor, my monitor, to read some of your prophetic words. So what I do on Prophetic Tuesdays, on Monday nights, after I begin to receive names and cities and states, I begin to put those down. And then early on Tuesday morning, I'm going over those names and I'm asking the Holy Spirit to give me a word. And I'm writing most of these words down. Now, there may be some names that I did not write down, but the Holy Spirit will give me a word. He's just given me a gift. And I never asked for this gift of prophecy. But in 1985, when Gene and I began to travel across America, leading churches in prayer and teaching people how to pray in the morning times, I began to give prophetic words. And pastors began to say, would you please come back to my church again and give some more prophetic words? In 1985, there was not a lot of prophetic voices. I really did not know very many. But people were hungry for a word from God then. They're hungry for a word right now. So I'm going to be prophesying a little bit from the names that are given to us from Facebook Live. And those of you listening on bpnradio.com, you'll be able to call in. First of all, are you ready? All right, here we go. I have a word for Emma F. from Junction, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that it's time to turn your lemons into lemonade. The difficulties and the challenges of your past must not destroy your future or erase your future. I see you very active in life with the ministry of rehabilitation, including women who are being released from prison, moving back into society where they become a blessing and not a threat to society. I see you ministering to women who are being abused by their husbands or their boyfriends, helping them move into a new chapter of their life and living, bringing these women out of bondage. So, Emma, from Junction, Texas, I bless you in Jesus' name. And Monica N. from Dinuba, California. Hear the Holy Spirit saying that a gentle spirit will break the bones of contention and strife. Where there is envy and strife, there is every evil work. You will teach many how to respond to these spirits, undoing the destruction that they intended to do with their tongues. You have a special anointing on your life. So protect your relationship with the Holy Spirit. Remember, the Holy Spirit is very gentle, and protect that relationship with Him. Tiffany W. from Kingwood, Texas, all is well. Hear the Holy Spirit saying, all is well. You are crossing over to the other side. Your protector is right beside you. The storm is almost over. The dawning of a new day is beginning to rise. I know that when Gene and I get up and have coffee early in the morning, the sun is not coming up, but we open our blinds and we watch the dawning of a new day. That's what's happening. I see God is opening, there's a rising of the dawning of a new day, and God is making up for lost time in your life, Tiffany. I bless you in Jesus' name. Michael S. from Columbus, Ohio. Let it go. Hear the Holy Ghost saying, let it go. Start a new company. This is not the end. Let it go and let them go. Don't despise the day of small beginnings. That palm tree you planted is going to grow rapidly. And Wanda, I bless you, Michael S. from Columbus, Ohio. Wanda S. from Richland Center, Wisconsin. I have a word from the Lord for you. I see you developing new curriculum for homeschool and online students, especially gifted students who are sitting in classrooms bored to the gourd because they're not being challenged. And, sometimes I give little witty things. And so the Holy Spirit, you know, He's got a real sense of humor. It's amazing sometimes what I what I hear the Holy Spirit saying. I laugh myself. But Wanda, I see you developing lots of different types of tournaments that will challenge these gifted students beyond measure. So Wanda, I bless you there in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It's probably cold up there today. Jesus T. from Malaysia. Wow. You know, we broadcast around the world. And I want to welcome all of you Malaysians today. Jesus T. from Malaysia. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, Jesus, that you are a mighty warrior reclaiming territory that many missionaries sacrificed their lives for in times past. But because of fear and intimidation, they submitted these holy places or holy ground to unholy people who developed, trying to redevelop these unholy places. Although they've not been successful, they have taken these territories. But I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Jesus, mighty warrior, you need to take those territories back. Redig those wells of revival and watch him do his work with many who will cooperate with you and once again see the glory of God in these barren places in Malaysia. Go and be great for God, Jesus. I bless you there in Malaysia in Jesus' name. Kenneth M. from Cuero, Texas. Kenneth, I see a new determination. I see a new determination coming over you, consuming you with a new determination that you will not allow opposing forces, including people that you trusted, you will not allow those people to determine your destiny. No, no, no. You must stand tall and demonstrate who you really are in Christ. You have many more years of your assignment left, so don't leave prematurely. Stand, and God will stand with you, and you will see the glory of God. You must surround yourself with supporters, not respond to intimidation, not walk away from the amazing call of God on your life and the amazing assignment that he is giving you, because this storm is only temporary. It did not come to stay. It came to pass. So, Kenneth from Cuero, Texas, I bless you, mighty man of God, and the sun is going to shine again before long. Misty W. from West Monroe, Louisiana. And I read your little note here, Misty, that says you are praying that everyone who put their name in gets a word. That's a pretty tall order, but I'm going for it. That's why I'm reading and prophesying really, really fast so I can get as many in. And I just encourage you to celebrate, if you will, with people that get a word from God. It may not be calling your name, but won't you celebrate with other people? And if you know them, kind of give a shout out to them, if you will. Beatrice R. from Lake Worth, Florida. Beatrice, the amazing street evangelist you are. Prison minister, those seeking shelter and refuge. That is your line of duty. And you have a ministry much like Jesus would have. I hear the Holy Spirit saying you have a ministry much like Jesus would have if he was walking on the earth in 2017. Beatrice, I bless you in Jesus' name. I give a shout out to all of my friends there in Lake Worth, Florida, West Palm Beach, where Gene and I ministered so many, many years. And people have been saying, Dale and Gene, when are you coming back to our church? Well, I'm on the wall. I can't come down from the wall at this moment. I do go out from time to time, special events, but I'm here in the ministry center in Austin, Texas, and it seems very surreal that I get to minister to so many people in so many different churches and so many different cities in so many different states and so many different nations of the world. It's mind-boggling. So, not traveling much. We're ministering here, Prophetic Tuesday, and someday on bpnradio.com, and leading Breakout Radio Church for those people that don't have a church or a pastor on Sunday. So, you know, seasons come and seasons go. I love you, and I want to give a special shout-out to all of you people in Palm Beach County. So I bless you there in Jesus' name. Cassandra G. from Walterboro, South Carolina. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, just get your foot in the door. Don't wait for the wide open door. All you need is a little crack in the door. There are those who would try to keep you out of the places you know you are supposed to go and the things that you know you are supposed to do. You know that the scriptures are sharper than any two-edged sword. So use those scriptures that you've been memorizing, even from your youth. Remember, use those words. Use the words, "It is written." And "it is written" will make room for you and those things that he has placed in your heart. Cassandra G., Waterboro, South Carolina. You have to say it real slow. I bless you in Jesus' name. And Shay S. from Moore, Oklahoma. "My servant Shay." That's what I hear the Holy Spirit saying. "You truly have a servant's heart, like David of old. You have a heart for me, the Lord says, and because you have not promoted yourself, I will promote you, because promotion does not come from the east or the west or the south. Promotion comes from the Lord. He sets one down and stands another one up. He is setting you in high places, even far away places." I hear the Holy Spirit saying, Shay, from Moore, Oklahoma, "I bless you, young man, in Jesus' name." Shirley B. from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Well, I ministered many times. I give a shout out to those of you in Baton Rouge and Gonzales, and especially the Bilbo family, in Jesus' name. Shirley, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that awesome opportunities are coming your way. Just in a nick of time, God is showing up at your doorstep in a most unusual and awesome way. You must be very special in the eyes of God. Great favor is your portion. Shirley, I bless you in Jesus' name. And Janelle B. from Houston, Texas, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, "Whatever happened to those dreams and visions I placed in your heart as a teenager? Where's the beautiful and vivacious Janelle that I created? It's time for you to take back everything that Satan has stolen from you and become that beautiful, loving, kind Janelle he created from the beginning." There's a call going out for you. The Holy Spirit is calling your name. A sevenfold return. The Holy Spirit is pronouncing on you a sevenfold return on everything that has been stolen from you. And it's all going to begin with a personal Holy Ghost revival in your life. Janelle, I bless you in Houston, Texas, in Jesus' name. Melinda G. from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I got another one from Baton Rouge. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you are a no-nonsense lady who is not willing to change what you know is right. And your motto is, "I'm going to change according to whatever the Holy Spirit is saying to me, but I'm not going to change according to the will of man, because the favor of God and the blessings of God and the approval of God is more important than the approval of man." And so you just have such an incredible anointing to stand against the wills of Satan and follow the will of God. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying you're going to take Christians that are paralyzed by fear of failure and break those spirits of failure so that they can be beneficial for the kingdom of God. There's a lot of work to do. Melinda G. from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, I bless you in Jesus' name. Why don't you like and share? If you're watching by Facebook, why don't you like and share this with others? Let's give a shout out. Ruth, let's give a shout out to some people that are tuning in on Facebook Live today. Just let them know we're thinking about them, and we'll give two or three prophetic words from those that are leaving their names. Let's give a shout out right now.
Well, it's an awesome day. If you're joining us and listening on bpnradio.com, we're going to open the phone lines in just a few minutes. So I want you to be sure and write that number down that we gave earlier. And I'm not seeing it right here, but I will give it in just a moment. Give a shout out to Renee and Bridget from Atlanta, Misty, Jeff, Pat from Florida, Lori, Garland, Helen, Brant and Jennifer, Susan, Aaliyah, Sandra and Adam. We just want to bless you. If you're joining us today, we want to send blessings to you. We just pray that the Holy Spirit just tugs on your heart. If your name is not attached to a word, the Holy Spirit just puts something in your heart. I think the earlier or the first prophetic that was given, that all of us would like to make lemonade out of our lemons, because life is full of lemons, and it is a choice of what we do with it. So I grabbed that one really quick as a wife and a mother. I'm always got lemons around, but I'm going to choose to make lemonade out of those. So I grabbed that one really quick. I think it was our first one. So I know the Holy Spirit is going to drop something in your heart today, and it's going to be a good day. It's a God day. We just give a shout out and blessings to all those joining us Facebook Live, all the listeners on BPN Radio. Thank you for listening. And again, I encourage you to go to Let's Pray America and letspraymerica.com. And the whole posting for the week or for the day is on that website. Also, there's some amazing material that is free downloads that Pastor Dale and Miss Jean have given through the years. I know it'll be a blessing to you. So letspraymerica.com is an amazing website for a lot of resources that I would encourage you to go to.
Okay, I have a word for, thank you, Ruth, my beautiful daughter-in-law. Of course, Ruth means beautiful. I have a word for Mildred C. from Harar, Zimbabwe. Well, that's a long ways off, isn't it, Ruth?
Yeah.
Zimbabwe. Give a shout out to all of you watching and listening in Zimbabwe, Africa. Wow. I see you ascending, Mildred. I see you ascending to the top of the mountain. Right now, it seems as though you're just another face in the crowd of millions of people. But no, he has heard your voice, has plucked you out of the maze of faces and chosen you to do his will and carry out his assignment. You've overcome difficult circumstances. You've passed the test. He has chosen you. Follow his leadership. Listen to his voice as you ascend to the hill of the mountain, to the top of the mountain, where he will show you exactly what this assignment, this special assignment is. So I bless you there, Mildred, in Zimbabwe. Harare, Zimbabwe, Africa. Alicia G. from Vancouver, Washington. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, it's forever settled. Those covenants that were broken have not been broken in heaven. He has the final answer, and he is a covenant God, and he honors covenants. Don't be distracted by people that have broken covenant with you or what you're hearing in the natural. Just rely on what you're hearing in the supernatural. There are a lot of things buzzing around you, so be still and rest in that strong confidence that you have in him, that the covenants have been made. God is working on them, and those that have broke covenant with you, he is working on them as well. And that well is a good word. I declare that all is well. Lisa from Vancouver, Washington, I bless you. And Melissa S., from Everett, Washington, and I've ministered in Everett. It seems like I've ministered everywhere. Melissa, I hear the Holy Spirit saying there's a special design about your life, an enthusiastic supporter of good things you are, searching out people who have gone unrecognized and celebrating with them, reaching out to the wallflowers to pull them onto the dance floor of life. You're one with artistic giftings in life that causes people to come out of hiding to express themselves and who they truly are in Christ. You are a confidence builder, one who brings great cheer and romance into many settings. Melissa, there in Everett, Washington, I bless you in Jesus' name. And Anita S. from Moorhaven, Florida, I hear the Holy Spirit saying there's a special place for you in the education field, working with special needs students. You have a firm grip on life, so it's time to help others do the same. Get a firm grip. You're not a temporary fix to others, but a lifetime blessing. And the one word is proceed, proceed, proceed. I want to give you a number here you can call. We'll take a few phone calls. Remember that we only get to take the one phone call at a time. And we're gonna take the music off of the program over here, Ruth, so it won't be playing when they answer the phone. And we're gonna get that done. We got so many bells and whistles, but we're gonna get it done here. And we're gonna open up the phone lines if you want to call. And the number to call is 979-596-0195. So those of you that are watching by Facebook, particularly those of you that are listening by bpnradio.com, this will give you an opportunity to get in on the action here, because it's a powerful day, Prophetic Tuesday. The number to call, 979-596-0195. And immediately, I'll take, just give me your first name. You don't have to give me your last name. Give me your first name, your city and state, and Ruth will signal me, and I'll prophesy over some people. Okay, who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Crystal from Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay, I'm going to put my headphones on so I can hear you right now. Okay, Crystal, okay. From Phoenix.
Yes.
Okay, Crystal, I bless you in Jesus' name. There are so many opportunities out there, but I hear the Holy Spirit saying, Crystal, I have a very specific assignment for you. And sometimes it may appear that your prayers may not be getting through, but I declare that your prayers have gone up to the very throne room of God. He has heard you. He is responding you, and he's not denied you. And so many times other voices can deny us access that we may have into that special place or special assignment. And so my word is over you, Crystal. If you can be denied, you will be denied. But you must not be denied. You must declare, no, I'm not going to allow this to pass me by. That dream that God has put in my heart, I'm not going to allow anything to disrupt it, regardless of the circumstances, regardless of how I may feel physically or spiritually, or emotionally, or mentally, doesn't make any difference. I know that God is with me. I know that this thing that he's put in my heart will come to pass. I know that my prayers have gotten to heaven, even though it appears that nothing is happening, even though there appears to be no response. But, Crystal, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that God is responding, and he's making everything beautiful in his time, not your time or anybody else's time, but your time. I bless you, young lady. You go for God. You be great for God. All right?
Amen.
God
Amen.
Bless
Thank you.
You. God bless you, Crystal.
God bless you.
Okay, if you, I'll take two or three more phone calls. If you want to call me, and the number to call, and Ruth will signal me when I'm getting a call, the number to call is, I'm going to get that number again. Who do I have on the line?
This is Tiger Morgan from Rain, Louisiana.
Tiger. Is that your name, Tiger?
That's my name, yes, sir.
From Louisiana. And you like Cajun food?
Absolutely.
What town are you from?
I'm originally from Crowley, but my wife and I reside in Rain, Louisiana.
Oh, right. Rain. I've ministered in Rain. That's the frog capital of the world, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I'll give a shout out to Rain, Louisiana. I think I've been everywhere in America. Tiger and Christy, I bless you both right now in Jesus' name. You know, I declare that you both are what I would call 11th hour workers. I mean, you're just coming on the scene, and you are not waiting for someone to embrace you and endorse you, compliment you. You're just coming on the scene. You're 11th hour workers, when I talk about 11th hour workers, it's explained in Matthew chapter 20. And those that came at 5 o'clock in the afternoon received the same work, received the same pay as those who came at 6 o'clock in the morning. So I've probably been working since 6 o'clock, but you're coming maybe at 5, and you and Christy are going to get the same reward. I declare that God is raising up an army of 11th hour workers. We have a young lady by the name of Allison Kieber, who hosts Thursday. She's been a Christian only about 7 years, but I'm telling you, God is using her on Thursday, Prophetic Thursday. I declare that you guys are rising out of obscurity to do great exploits for God. I bless you, Tiger. You really are a tiger. So live up to your name, Tiger and Christy, there in Rain, Louisiana. I bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Go for it. Okay, Tiger and Christy are there. I bless you in the name of the Lord. If you want to give me a call, I'm going to prophesy over a few people over the telephone. And all you can do is call 979-596-0195. I know there's a lot of people says, so I'm nervous about being on live radio. But I believe you could do it. Okay, I want to give a shout-out to Donna. To Donna from Frankfurt, Germany. Donna, the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. I see you as a Luke chapter 4 person. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to speak good news. I declare that you are bringing good news. And right in the midst, here's what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying over you, right in the midst of a bad report, right in the midst of somebody that's just received a report about a cancer, a divorce, a lawsuit, maybe a bankruptcy, whatever it may be. Right in the middle of that, you're going to come with this word that's going to flip them around, turn them around, and you're going to give good reports. You're in the midst of people receiving bad news or bad reports. Donna from Frankfurt, Germany, I bless you in Jesus' name. I want to just prophesy over a few people that have sent in your name on Facebook Live. Bonnie from Great Falls, Montana. Bonnie, you are an instrument of grace. People that feel like they have done so many, many things, gone so many places, that without God's approval, they have let God down. There's so many people that just feels like, God, I failed you. I've let you down. You're going to come with that ministry of grace. And that grace that God is extending to people is going to be ministered to you and articulated by the words that you speak. So I bless you. And who do I have on the phone?
This is Jeff.
Jeff, where are you from?
From Alexandria, Louisiana.
Jeff from Alexandria, I bless you right now, mighty man of God. You are a treasure. And there are things that are in motion that have been coming from each direction. You just feel all of these different anointings that God has on your life. And they're all of these little streams are turning into a raging river. And all these anointings that you have experienced, all these prophetic words are coming into a major assignment. And and you're going to say, God, I can't believe that all of these things are beginning to come together into one full-blown major assignment. But the hand of God is upon you, Jeff. The hand of God is upon your family, upon your wife, upon your girls, and God is upon you. And you started out one direction, but I'm telling you, God is bringing a spiritual explosion into your life and bringing so many, many things together that in the beginning you were not trained for. You say, I have professional training in one area, and God is saying, no, I've got more than that. I'm not releasing you from that, but I've got more than that. And the thing that you're doing, which has been your primary thing, will become your secondary thing, because God is bringing things together to be your primary thing. And the hand of God is going to come upon you, and you're going to be a man that knows how to operate in the gifts of the Spirit and the gift of prophecy, then the tongues interpretation. All of these gifts are going to explode inside of you, and God is going to use you. And the way that you watched others do it, you will be doing it also. There's a major impartation that is taking place in your life, Jeff, and it's happening quickly. And as you respond to it, the hand of God is going to work mightily upon you in ways that you have not suspected, in ways that you have not expected. And so I bless you in the name of Jesus, and I just declare that it's time to do what is in your heart to do. And Nathan the prophet gave the words to David, do all that is in your heart, for God is with you. I say to you, Jeff, do all that is in your heart. God is with you. I bless you, mighty man of God. All right. Thank you, Jeff. I have a word for, who am I speaking to?
This is James.
James, where are you from, James?
I'm from Clinton, South Carolina.
From South Carolina. What? Say the name again, the town you're from.
My name is James, and I'm from Clinton, South Carolina.
Clemens?
Like President Clinton.
Oh, President Clinton. All right. I ministered many times in South Carolina. You guys yep. In South Carolina, y'all have heart. I really... Spartanburg, you know where Spartanburg is?
Yes, sir. I have been an outreach pastor, and I went to a lot of churches in Spartanburg, South Carolina, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, Spartanburg's a great place. I believe I've ministered in Clinton, South Carolina as well. James, I bless you in the name of Jesus. I just see you preaching the gospel with great force, with great anointing, with the power of God operating you. I see you laying hands on many people. You're going to have the gift of laying on of hands. I see you laying hands on many, many people, and they're being filled with the Holy Ghost. They're being set free from all sorts of strongholds, demonic forces, demonic powers in their lives. And the forcefulness of God is going to be demonstrated with your ministry, following followed by signs and wonders and miracles. And James there in Clinton, South Carolina, I bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, James, thank you so very, very much. Wow. If you want to call me, I'll take a few calls, 979-596-0195. And speaking of Spartanburg, South Carolina, Alan W. Alan, I don't know if you're one that gave me your hat or not, but that sounds like who you are. Many years ago in Spartanburg, I still have the hat, and I really love it. Thank you so very, very much. I bless you, mighty businessman. I declare that you're going to make multi-million-dollar deals. You're going to sign multi-million-dollar contracts. Alan, I bless you in Jesus' name. You know, if you give a hat to a prophet, you know, the Bible says if you give a cup of water to a prophet, you receive a prophet's reward, maybe even a hat to a prophet. That might work also. I want to continue. Woo, I feel the anointing. It's starting to get hot in here, Ruth. I feel the anointing. I've got prophetic words coming from three different ways. Mary H. from Dinuba, California. I want to give a shout out to all of you from Dinuba. I minister so many times in Dinuba. I used to minister the first week of every year in Dinuba. And Mark and Tammy Wallace, if you are searching for a church in the Dinuba, California, Fresno, California area, Mark and Tammy Wallace, what an incredible couple they are. And their boys and the church. And boy, there's so many miracles that's came out of there. But Mary, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you're a voice to many who have no voice, one who stands by those you may have never met before, standing with them in the during the death of a loved one, sitting in a courtroom with them when they are about to lose the custody of a child, or going through court proceedings. You're a voice of hope and reconstruction, helping people start all over again. Renee from Amarillo, Texas. Renee E., I hear the Holy Spirit saying, and I want to give a shout out to all of you in Amarillo, Pastor Richie and Pam Brown, ministered there many times. What a wonderful couple. They're at Amarillo Christian Fellowship, and their boys. I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Renee, that a friend in need is a friend indeed, and you most appropriately respond to people that are in need, especially your friends. You know, sometimes when friends get in trouble, when people get in trouble, their friends abandon them. But you are going to get close to them. Other people will flee because of a bad report, because of a bad reputation, because of destruction in their lives or wrong choices. But you will come close to them and be an amazing friend when it really counts. And you're not just a friend to a few who want to sit around and chat, but you're a friend to those who are in a desperate place in their life, a friend at the right moment who makes a difference in people's lives. They may only need you for a season, but they will be eternally grateful to you. Lorna K. from Manitoba, Canada. Property is, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, that property is coming into your hand, or already is coming to your hand, valuable land that is going to bring great returns for the kingdom. You are a great businesswoman with great wisdom and great business savvy. You've been very gifted, so your gift is making room for you. And Lorna, I bless you in Jesus' name. From Manitoba, Canada. Tara R. from Spokane, Washington. You're a warrior and a fearless leader. That's what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say about you. A fearless warrior at a time when so many people have been knocked down in their lives, and sometimes you've been knocked down yourself. But your value is not in what others say about you or the opinions of other people, but your value is your life in Christ. So you preach, girl. You preach fast, you preach loud, and you go for it. You don't hold back. Your generation needs to hear your voice. So, Tara, Spokane, Washington, I bless you in Jesus' name. Nanette M. from Port St. Lucie, Florida. I ministered in Port St. Lucie. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you're going to teach other women how to be strong in their faith and to stand for what is right and against what is wrong, teaching and training other women to be bold on the outside as well as on the inside, mentoring women to stand boldly and speak what is in their heart, not in a rebellious way, but helping them recover a voice that has been lost as a result of not being able to give expression in a way that would be pleasing to the Holy Spirit. You're going to help others be able to express themselves. So many people have things in their heart, but they're never able to express themselves. You're going to help them do that. Ruth, let's give a shout out to somebody today. I'm going to take my headphones off here. And we'll give a shout out to some people that are watching on Facebook Live.
Well, if you've joined us on Facebook Live, we want to give a shout out to you for putting your names in. Thank you. Cassandra, shout out to you. Blessings, Cassandra. And Jamie, blessings. I speak blessings on Jamie. And Pia, I speak blessings on Pia. And your brother, Daniel, I speak blessings on Daniel. Kimberly and Kyle, I speak blessings on you. Fred, Misty, Sandra, Monica, and Carrie, I speak blessings on you. I just, everyone that's joined us today on BPN Radio, I just speak blessings on you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in now and then throughout the day. Again, I want to repeat, if you're just now joining us, jump on letspraymerica.com, and our lineup for BPN Radio is posted there daily. It's also posted on the fan page, Dale Gentry, actually Dale W. Gentry. And so we just look forward to you joining us throughout the week. Today was always an exciting day for Tuesday, Prophetic Tuesday. Join us on Thursday with Prophetic Thursday with Allison Kieber. And I just bless you, speak blessings over you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, thank you, Ruth. I want to remind everybody you're listening to BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station at this time or any time. Pia, I bless you, young lady. And I speak blessings over your brother Daniel, one of my spiritual sons who is in prison. And I bless Daniel. And I pray for all of the 2.5 million men and women and young people that are incarcerated in America. Pia, I'm telling you, you have a strong prison ministry. I declare that God is going to use you in prison ministry in a way that you never, never, ever thought possible. And not only in this nation, but your influence is going to extend over into England, Scotland, Ireland, Wales, into Germany, throughout the United Kingdom, as well as Europe. I see you getting an invitation before long to go ministering in the prison system there in England. So I'm sure that you have, in Scotland, I'm sure that you have your passport ready, because somebody's going to give you an invitation, and the doors are going to swing out wide open. And what your brother has experienced as far as prison is concerned, there's going to be a retaliation in the spirit. There's a lot of people that have been taken to prison and have been left there to die, but they need a voice, and they need a voice of life. And your voice is a voice of life, Pia. The hand of God is upon you. You're powerful. You're anointed. And I bless you right now there in Lake Worth, Florida, and all that you do in Jesus' name. Oh, it's a wonderful day. I'm praying for AXA, A-X-A, AXA. Now, there's probably not very many people have AXA, the name AXA, but I bless you, AXA E-B-R. Wow. AXA E-B-R from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. I hear the Holy Spirit saying this message to you. Well, AXA, how about you doing it? Picking up the pieces that have been left on the ground, seed that has been sown but never harvested, gifts and talents that have been ignored. They're yours for the taking. Just reach down. It's like honey on the ground. Just reach down, pick up those gifts that others have left behind, and they went and buried their talents. But they're on the ground, yours for the taking. Your friends, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that your friends are going to be amazed at how you're operating in ways they never suspected as a result of harvesting fields that you've never sown into it. They're going to say, is that you really, is that really you, AXA, or is that really you doing? You're going to surprise a lot, but it's great. So go for it, AXA. I bless you, AXA, there in Calgary. I've been to Calgary on several occasions and not been to a rodeo there. But it's a beautiful place, Calgary, and I think some of you Canadians call it Calgary, don't you? Those of bless you in Calgary or Calgary, Alberta, Canada. And Doris from Tucson, Arizona, you're the one who is standing in the gap for others. You are a true voice of faith and intercession, a steady hand in times of storms and difficulty, one who gives words in due season that makes the heart glad. And Cully, all the way into Switzerland. I've not been to Switzerland, but I've been almost there in Germany. And, of course, Gene has been to Switzerland, ministered there. I hear the Holy Spirit saying you've experienced amazing times with the Holy Spirit. You know what You know what it is to come away with days, come away for days to seek the face of God. You have incredible revelation. The Holy Spirit is developing a tribe of God seekers at this very moment that will disturb the religious communities of your region, teaching people how to get alone with God, to seek His face, hear His voice, and respond accordingly. So I bless you, Coley. Coley from Switzerland. And Matthew from Fort Knox, Kentucky. I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, young man, many have tried to minimize the things that God gave you as a little boy, the revelations you had and the visitations you experienced that few young men have experienced heretofore. But now Satan is attacking you with much doubt and belief. There's a war going on for your faith, Matthew, and your early calling in life. Don't step away. Step back in. Like Samuel of old, that prophetic anointing is still there. Stir yourself up to take hold of God, Matthew. Your generation is waiting for you and calling your name. Matthew E., Matthew E. I bless you from Fort Knox, Kentucky. And Lisa L. from Atlanta, Georgia, you're a young lady ahead of your time. You'll always be ahead of your time. Don't allow others to determine the starting point of your new assignment. Others, they'll try to determine your starting point. Don't rely on formal education to get you to the starting line. It's your call. All things are ready. So why not now? Why not now? Amy S. from New Columbia, Pennsylvania. Hear the Holy Spirit saying you're a voice of progress. You are one that will not allow a dream or vision to die, but will continue to stir the pot, a strong reminder of the promises of God in other people's lives. You're a visionary with a strong marketplace gifting. Your speaking techniques will bring you to many different places, even obscure places. And, of course, you're going to be in the public arena, definitely. So you'll be blessed. Amy from New Columbia, Pennsylvania. Okay. Oh, Ruth has given me some names, and the phone lines are still open if you want to give me a call. I'll put my headphones on if I get a call here, 979-596-0195. Robert from Alexandria, Louisiana. I give a shout-out to those of you in the Alexandria area, those of you in Forest Hill, Louisiana. Many, many times I've ministered in that part of Louisiana. I guess I've just ministered all across America, evidently. Robert from Alexandria. And I want to give a shout out to all of the people there at Christian Worship Center there in Alexandria. I want to give a shout out to all of you there and Trinity Christian Center, Forest Hill, Louisiana. Robert, obedience is better than sacrifice. And I just see a mark on you. I see a mark of obedience. A mark of obedience. Just continue to obey God step by step by step. You're on the right track. Just keep going now. Keep going now. And don't measure your success in small increments. Measure your success in the big picture that you're involved in. Regina from Spring Hill, Texas. My. You know, you have a privilege and opportunity of being able to draw upon the wells that have been dug and the generations that have served your God. And so you are a recipient. I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Regina, that you are a recipient of generational blessings, and you are going to pass that down from one generation to another generation. I bless you right now in Jesus' name. I just love you guys. I'm so thankful to be able to minister to you here on Prophetic Tuesday. We're going to not let a name fall to the ground or fall to the floor. Kathy from Stillwater, Oklahoma. The anointing of God is still there. I've ministered in Stillwater, especially many times at Hillcrest Baptist Church in Stillwater and on the campus of Oklahoma State University. I want to give a shout out to all those people at Hillcrest Baptist Church in Stillwater, as well as Calvary Assembly of God in Stillwater. I love you and thankful for the memories that we've been able to make in those churches in that city there on the campus of Oklahoma State University. Kathy, you still go for it. The anointing is still presiding in you. Yes, it has. And there are dreams that have died, visions that have died, things that you thought were going to happen didn't happen. But I declare that God is resurrecting your vision. You've suffered the death of a vision, but God is resurrecting your vision. Resurrecting. I declare he's given it new life, given you energy, and you are having a new launching season. I bless you in Jesus' name, Kathy, from Stillwater, Oklahoma. It's going to be a great game this Saturday. Bedlam Series, Oklahoma, and Oklahoma State University. Wow. Carlos from Dinuba, California. It's time to do it again. That's what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying over you. It's time to do it again. Those things which seemingly faltered or failed in times past, do it again. Lift the heavy burdens. Lift the heavy load. I see you owning your own company with over 100 employees. All things are possible, Carlos, to those that believe. If you believe, you can have it. Believe and you can receive in Jesus' name. Priscilla T. from Manigilo, Guam. Boy, I butchered that one right there. So from Manigilo, Guam, Priscilla, I bless you not right now. I see you on your knees, calling out to a mighty God who's responding with mighty answers. A mighty God who's responding to mighty answers to the words that you have declared and decreed. In Jesus' name, I declare the answers are on the way. I have seen, and you're in my spirit concerning you, Priscilla from Guam. I've seen the angels taking the prayers up the ladder, as Jacob saw, going up the ladder, angels going up the ladder, coming down the ladder, bringing back the answers that you've been praying. You know how to pray the prayer of faith, and you are able to touch heaven on behalf of other people who grab hold of your faith. So Priscilla there in Manigilio, Guam, I bless you in Jesus' name. And Tracy A. from Richmond, Virginia, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that he's arousing your spirit. He's arousing your spirit. When it just feels like, hey, I'm just dead inside, it seems like nothing is happening, and God is arousing your spirit, stirring you up, and saying to you, stand up on your feet, Tracy, and declare the word of the Lord. Be strong and of a good courage and speak what I tell you to speak and what I'm showing you. You declare my words, nothing more and nothing less. And Pam S. from Central Pennsylvania, I just declare that you are blessed. It's evident that you're walking out the plan he has designed for you, and you know where you are going. Now you have reached a place in your walk where you're not only hearing and seeing as clearly as you once did, but you are walking it out by faith. He is not guiding you as before. He's guiding you in a different way. He's just letting you take the reins more and more because you have moved to a new level of trust. You have moved to a new level of faith. And it's going to be a wonderful journey. You have a great track record. So go for it. Go for it. And some decisions and choices that God is no longer going to make for you, he's going to allow you to make for yourself because he's entrusted you and you have proved faithful. Joyce B. from Noble, Oklahoma. Got a word for you, Joyce. You're a part of a new pioneer work that is either happening or about to begin. And you're going to play a significant role, and particularly in the area of praise and worship. You are a praiser and you are a worshiper. And Joyce in Noble, Oklahoma, just reach out and bless you in Jesus' name. Okay, Jessica M. from Sierra Vista, Arizona. Don't allow Satan to tell you that you're not making progress, because you are. And God has gifted you and anointed you by knowing the lay of the land. You know the lay of the land. You know how things function, how things operate, and it's like you have purchased a field, and there's not a lot there, but you know what the field is comprised of, and the measurements have already been taken, and the deeds have already been drawn up. The lay of the land is there for you to work the field, and because you've been faithful to work in another man's field or another woman's field, God is giving you your own field. You know the lay of that land, the lay of that field, and it's going to be a wonderful journey plow the field, water the field, sow the field, and watch the harvest of that particular field, assignment, territory, grow up, and bring forth great harvest. I bless you now in Jesus' name. Want to take a station break? Remind everybody you're listening to bpnradio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Don't forget, today at 11:55 Central Time, this morning, Roy Beard is on with The Word from the Wall. Roy Beard is also on today at 1 o'clock, 7 o'clock, with a lot of revelation concerning our nation, and you'll want to join Roy Beard, a great voice. And he stirs the pot a little bit, but he's a great speaker, and you'll want to enjoy his ministry today. Don't forget tomorrow on bpnradio.com, I'll have as my special guest Bethany Bilbo and Joshua Rasmussen, who will be celebrating their anniversary. And Bethany's going to tell her amazing story, how she waited on God and how she was able to attract a husband. It's going to be an amazing story. Thursday, of course, is Prophetic Thursday with Allison Keeber. And Friday, the woman that prays the prayer of faith, she's on both these programs, will be on Facebook Live, and that is Rhonda Kinzer. And Rhonda is just Rhonda. She's a former college professor there in Kansas, and she's a Holy Ghost woman. She prayed the prayer of faith for you, and that is on bpnradio.com. Vida from Brownville, Texas. I've been down to Brownville on my way to minister in other places. I bless you now, Vida. Do not consider all the tribulations that you've gone through, or all of the adversity you've gone through. You've gone through floods and fires and destructive situations, but Vida, you have came out to the other side. You have made it to the other side, and the word of faith that has kept you will continue to lead you forth in new and better dimensions. As you welcome people from other nations that are coming from the South, you are a welcome person. You're a welcome man, and I bless you right now, Vida from Brownville, Texas. And Nettie G. from Tumwater, Washington. Nettie, the time of grieving is coming to a close. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And you are like it's spoken of, prophesied about Jesus in the book of Isaiah. You're a woman that's acquainted with grief and sorrow, but God has turned all of this grief into a place of ministry, outpouring upon other people that will heal their wounds. You are one that pours in the wine and the oil. Nettie from Tumwater, Washington, I bless you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Martha S. from Conroe, Texas. It's obvious that you are evident, that your evidence has been recognized by God, and that your transition to another part of Texas is creating a new dynamic that will cause the whole territory to respond to these giftings. You've reached a demarcation in your life. That's what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying. But you're willing to go it alone if necessary. But there will be others that waiting for you wherever you go. On the other side of your obedience, they'll be waiting for you. Your ministry does not come in long spurts, but short terms. You're not a long-term runner. You're a short-term runner. And so you got to move on to your next assignment. Sometimes you leave abruptly an assignment in order to avoid others who may try to question your integrity. Have you heard from God? And you're on an extraordinary journey. You're kind of a cut out of a different cloth, a different pattern, Martha. But God is with you, and I bless you in Jesus' name because you have a tender heart toward God. Veronica from Fresno, California. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, get them together, round them up, those you have developed friendships and relationships with. It's time for major projects to be done. And God has given you a great company of young ladies with great enthusiasm, great excitement, pioneer spirits. And you're going to use your leadership giftings to arrange your team to raise millions of dollars for the kingdom of God. The harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. And how can they be sent without a preacher? And how can the preacher or missionary or the worker go without finances? So Make a recording, make a video, get the message out, be persistent. The world is at your doorstep. So Veronica P. from Fresno, California, I bless you. We have so many listeners and viewers from California. God must be doing something there in what is known probably as the most liberal state in America. Yet I know that there's 7,000 have not bowed their knee to Baal. So I just bless y'all in California. I just sense, I'm going to prophesy over California. Amen. I just sense there's a great spiritual earthquake eruption that's about to take place in California. And God is raising up ministers that's going to go across from west to east, all across America, to preach the gospel, declare the gospel. God is doing something magnificent in California, where there seems to be so much opposition to Christians in California, and there are liberal judges that are opposing religious voices and conservative voices. God is raising up an army of California that's going to go across the land, across the nation, to declare the mighty word of the Lord. So, Veronica and all of you in California, I bless you. Receive of the anointing. I just believe there's an impartation. I stretch my hands out and I pray for you. I believe there's an impartation right now. Katie N. from Tucson, Arizona. Here the Holy Spirit saying, take the next step. It's yours for the taking. And Linda from Wahiawa. Sounds like I'm speaking in tongues. Wahiawa, Hawaii. Boy, I love Hawaii. I see you traveling to many different nations where the Holy Spirit will set up divine appointments, divine connections to do business with. Do not allow yourself to be rushed, because it's out of the special Holy Spirit rhythm that you will be able to hear that still small voice saying, this is the way, walk in it. Sometimes you will travel without a formal invitation. You will just hear the Holy Ghost say go, and you will go. And you will have special connections with seaside resorts and those there who know they have come to meet someone, and they will know who you are when you arrive. Well, that sounds like an adventurous journey, Linda, from Wahiawa, Hawaii. I bless you in Jesus' name. Laura S. from Kansas City, Missouri. Hear the Holy Spirit saying you're an amazing coach, one that does not get the credit that you deserve. But I see money coming into your hand as a result of wise investments or an inheritance, providing the opportunity to live a more rested life, resulting in more time to sit at the feet of Jesus, just like Mary did. Ruth, why don't you give the people an opportunity to sow a seed today? You know, I want to say before Ruth comes, there is absolutely no charge for the prophecy. And it's not people that we prophesy that gives us lots of money or gives us any money. There's no charge for the prophecy. The prophet is without sale. But, you know, what I've tried to do in years past when I get a prophetic word is sow into the prophet. Sow into the, not just to the prophet, but sow into the word. I remember, Ruth, years ago when a lady by the name of Marilyn Hickey had invited me to come to her church and lead prayer there in Colorado, that I went out to meet her personally and hear her at Calvary Cathedral in Fort Worth, Texas. And I heard her say concerning Benny Hinn that Benny Hinn sowed a seed for a grandson or a little hen. And you know, I didn't have a gentry grandson. And so I just, that night, Gene and I sowed a seed for a gentry grandson. And we sowed into that prophetic word that we'd received. Ruth, you can tell the rest of the story and receive an offering right now.
Well, praise the Lord. He did. It's funny that you actually said that, because this is how the Holy Spirit works. I was going to share a testimony that one of those testimonies, which was that testimony actually today. Dad and Mom Gentry sowed a seed that night. And as I recall, they did not share with us that they had sown a seed, but they had specifically asked for a Gentry grandson, the Gentry name. That was the last of, actually the last line in the Gentry name. And so he was like, he really wanted a Gentry grandson. Rick and I were already blessed with two beautiful daughters, Taylor and Megan. And so, and we honestly did not, to be honest, we hadn't planned more children, but we were just open to whatever God's will was. And so Mom and Dad sowed that seed. My mom was praying, and You sow a seed and you're praying for a specific need, I promise you God answers those needs. And so anyway, here come along, which is many times, if you guys know the family, it's Hunter. It's Hunter Dale. And a couple of years later, here came along Ricky Brock. And so he doubled the seed that he didn't even know about. So he got double blessing. He has two gentry grandsons. And I am blessed with four beautiful children. And so I'll give a shout out to my babies, Taylor, Megan, Hunter, and Brock. I could not be a more blessed mom that God has entrusted these four young people in my life. And we're blessed with what God is doing in them. So it is an amazing testimony. Hunter particularly was also healed. And so we just speak blessings, and I'll just right now just pray, anybody that might be not sure about your family growth or not sure about what God is telling you to do or not do, grab along a partner that has faith, a partner that believes, a partner that is searching the Word, not just giving personal advice, searching the Word, searching God's Word for your life, and sow a seed in that prayer. Faith without works, right? Allison did a teaching not too long ago, holding your hands out to receive. And so you have to learn to give to receive. And it's so funny. It's not funny. It's not funny. I always use that term, and then I come back backing up going, it's not funny. Because God is a God of humor, but he's not funny. He knows exactly what you need. He knows. He just knows. And it's funny, because we go to him with our needs. He already knows what your need is. He's just waiting for you to come to him.
Yeah.
So that's. I actually want to put a P.S. on Katie's prophecy that Dale just shared a few moments ago, and it was take the next step. For Katie, yes, I agree. Take the next step. Get a hold. Share your dreams, Katie, with people around you, powerful people, people that have big dreams to help you establish your big dream. And I know Pastor Dale and Thomas Harrison, we call them the dream doctors. When those two get together, they are just dreaming like crazy people. And but God is a big God and big dreams. So Katie, take the next step. And I'm going to give you a practical tip. That next step is grabbing that Word, grabbing prayer partners, grabbing people that believe in you. Stop listening to the enemy. Stop listening to people that say you can't, and take the next step. And it's yours for the taking. It's big. Katie, it's big. Your next step is not a baby step. It's a big step. I just want to kind of go back into, and it is the simplest. If you've been around, if you've been in church, if you are involved in church, even if you're a business person that doesn't know really the power of the Holy Spirit, and again, BPN Radio, our team is just here to share the Word. We're just vessels. Whatever we can do, if this is the encouraging thing that gives you. But I promise you, if anywhere, I just feel like you know this. You know Galatians 6:7. And we could probably all quote it. But no matter what version that you grab, Galatians 6:7, do not be deceived. The enemy wants you to be deceived. And he's going to tell you it doesn't matter. He's going to tell you you can't do it. He's going to tell you no. He's going to give you all the why nots. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. So if it breaks my heart, this is going to be a little heavy, but I feel like somebody's going to need this. So if you're listening today, just pray in the Holy Spirit right now, putting your hands out, I receive this Word. We have a lot of people that come in with prayer requests. Probably the number one is financial. The number two is probably physical. And it breaks our heart because, and I don't believe it's anything that person is doing wrong or right, but I do know God's Word there's no questions about it. There's no doubt. So do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. So, you know, people are like, well, I don't have good friends. I don't have godly friends. You do. You're just missing it. Receive that in love. Your pastor, if you're in a local church, your pastor loves you. He is praying for you. We here at BPN Radio, we are praying for you. As Pastor Dale just told you, this lineup, I mean, it's work behind the scenes, but we are willing to be the vessel. We are willing to be the work. I mean, Rhonda on Fridays has an amazing prayer time. There's your prayer partner. Submit your name. Rhonda's going to pray with you. Tuesdays and Thursdays are prophetic. We're doing everything we can to keep up with the names. We're doing our best. We're not keeping up with them. We're doing our best because there's so many names. And what does that tell us if there's so many names? It tells us people are hurting. People need to hear from the Lord. People need Jesus. I had a beautiful, wonderful friend many, many years ago. She came and spoke at our church that pastor was leading in Roswell, New Mexico, and she got struck with cancer. And she did several women's ministries before she went to heaven. And I remember her sitting on that, she was so weak, she couldn't stand to share her testimony. So she sat on our steps of our church, and she said, I would rather have cancer and know Jesus than to not have cancer and not know Jesus. Now, when you really listen to that, a lady fixing to go to heaven and leave her earthly husband, leave her children, and she knew it, and she was at total peace because she knew she would be going to heaven. She knew she would be reunited with her babies again in heaven, but she would rather go through cancer with Jesus than not. If we can get to that place of trusting Jesus with everything we have, it's going to make a difference. That includes our finances. So if God's telling you to sow into this ministry, praise the Lord, we need it. If God is telling you to sow here or sow there, I'm just encouraging you, grab Galatians 6:7. Write it on your wall. Write it on your refrigerator, because it's not just the financial part, but it is so important. Do not be deceived. We are being deceived. We are listening to the world say, you only have $5 in your checking account, you can't give. But the truth is, God has provided whatever source it is in the first place. So again, our word is, he's really asked us, he's commanded us, he's asked us to minimum give 10%. And so I know that we had Tammy Logan on giving this. I mean, if you were on that day with our church and listened to her testimony, I mean, you'd just be in tears at the end of the testimony. But she stands on this word. Where's this word? She stands on this word, and she believes it no matter what. And because of that, she has been able to take care of so many needs, and it's because she is sowing. It is because she is listening. It is because, I mean, testimony after testimony. So I'm just encouraging you, whatever that prayer is, whatever that need is, whatever that you want to sow that seed, call it in. You have the ability to call it in. Sow a seed. I know your life is going to be changed. It's walked through with my life. It's walked through with my children's lives. I was sharing with you the other day that our daughter is in college. We did not have the finances for college. And we submitted a prayer request to Rhonda's hour of intercession, and we were all agreeing. And a lot of her financial aid came through the following week. And so we have to put our feet and our hands to the work. But I'm telling you, sow a seed. Call it in. It is going to be, it's there. Because God is not going to be mocked. God is going to do what he's told you to do. So how you can sow a seed here, and we need it. So I'm going to encourage you, sow a seed is bpnradio.com. Just go to the end of the page. bpnradio.com is like our information website. We're revamping that. But go to the end of the page. There's a donate button. Go to letspreyamerica.com. There's a donate button. Donate and then download those resources. They're great. Jump on the rotation schedule and follow us along the week on BPN Radio. So letspreyamerica.com. And then you can send it a check to Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985. That's P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. And challenge yourself. Challenge your friends and say, And then you're going to have that testimony, because what are you doing? What are you doing with your part? And take that in love. But we sow what we reap. The farmer can't go out and say, bless us, I want this, you know, I have faith, but I want this field of corn, unless he plants seed. He can't get it. It's not going to happen. So I encourage you today, sow a seed and trust the Lord and stop listening to the enemy. Do not be deceived. And I bless you, and I pray blessings over you. In Jesus' name, amen.
I believe you are a preacher, Ruth. I believe you are a preacher. That's good. That's a good word. And, Father, we just bless people that are giving today. There's no charge for the prophecy, but they're sowing a seed into Breakout Ministries and what we're doing here at bpnradio.com, calling America to pray. And so we love to pray. And I bless each of you right now in Jesus' name. And before I go, we have, and thank you for your giving. Just want to say thank you so very much. And the seed that you're sowing, may God bless you and multiply your seed today. Before I go, I have three or four more prophetic words for Christy. I have a word for Christy G. from Hamburg, Louisiana. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying so many questions, not enough answers to why it all came down like it did. Out of the rubble of mismanagement and misconceptions, there is a deliverer who will put you on eagle's wings, carry you to your next assignment, Christy, transitioning you into a lifestyle, a new lifestyle that will be quite contrary to the one you have known in times past. But you are an amazing lady, and you are rebounding. Just don't try to put everyone on your shoulders and carry them. Let everyone carry their own load. Take them down to the river. Let them drink. If they drink like you, if they talk like you, if they walk like you, then you embrace them, because God is taking you through a sifting season of your life so that you can bear much fruit in the days to come. Julie from Humboldt, Iowa. Julie, oh my Lord, what a prophetic anointing you have, and you're going to prophesy in a poetic form, prophetic form, and your prophecies will all be prophetic, not prophetic, prophetic. Honey from Port Orange, Florida, I see you as a psalmist, one who has the ability and anointing to sing chapters from the book of Psalms, leading congregations and people groups into extraordinary worship. Some of these worship services will last for several hours at a time. It's going to be amazing. Y'all just going to get in that flow, in that realm, in that dimension, that domain, and that aura. And you're going to be accompanied with some of the most skill-strained musicians in the world. You're going to eventually make albums, LPs. My. I bless you, honey, from Honey W.S. from Port Orange, Florida. And Susan J. from Council Bluffs, Iowa, I see you writing best-selling books with major signings. I see you doing major signings at bookstores. And Kyle and Leona G. from Friona, Texas, only one thing matters in life, and that is doing the will of God. Don't be afraid to take the plunge. Don't be afraid to take the risk. I see you both as true shepherds, pastors who will love their sheep and be a wonderful anchor to them in times of storm. I bless you, Kyle and Leona G. from Friona, Texas. Y'all have a bright future ministry. And I bless each of you that has been watching us here on BPN, listening to us on bpnradio.com, and those of you that have been watching on Facebook Live. Sure love you. Remember, Allison Keeber will be here on Thursday from her studios, Prophetic Thursday. Be sure you put in your name, your city, your state. We've not gotten to you this week. Just keep going. Remember, all of these prophetic sessions are recorded and put on our archives by going to breakoutradiochurch.com. Seems like a different... We're merging all of these into one website, so be patient with us. But breakoutradiochurch.com, to the left of that, you'll see all the prophetic words from BPN Radio and Prophetic Tuesday, Prophetic Thursday. I bless all of you. Have a wonderful day. I sure love you. And Ruth and I are so thankful to have you tuning in today. And we're about to have one last call. Who am I talking to? Who am I talking to?
My name is Bonnie from Wimberley, Texas.
Bonnie from where?
Wimberley,
Texas. Boy, you're just in time. You're my last one. The last shall be first. The first shall be last. I'm telling you, the hand of God is upon you, and sometimes you feel like I'm trying to do work in strange territory, in strange lands where people do not hear what I'm saying. They don't get it. But I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost has got it, Bonnie, and He has put this in your heart, And there's something about momentum. You've got momentum going. Don't stop. And it may appear that your words are falling on dry ground, but they're not. Your words are falling on fertile soil. God is attracting people to you by your words. And Bonnie from Wimberley, Texas, I bless you in Jesus' name. And I bless all of you in Jesus' name. Have a wonderful day, a wonderful week.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Just let go. So many things I'd like to change along this broken road. I need the chance to start again. There's no future in my past, and there's no moving on for me if I'm always looking back. It's time to forgive and forget. Mercy has no memory, grace has no regret. God took those sins and carried them far as the east is from the west. And if Jesus can forgive, it's time to forgive myself. Every one of my mistakes has been buried by the waves. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, He washed them all away. Beyond all I have done, to the heart of who I am, and the one who saw me fall so hard gives me strength to stand. Has no regret. God took those sins and carried them far as the east is from the west. And if Jesus can forgive me, then it's time to forgive myself. His forgiveness is tomorrow's hope. Failure isn't final, although there will be
find me in the river. Find me on my knees. I've walked against the water. Now I'm waiting if you please. We've longed to see the roses, but never felt the thorns, and bought our pretty crowns, but never paid the price. Find me in the river, find me there. Find me on my knees with my soul laid bare. Even though you're gone and I'm cracked and dry, find me in the river. I'm waiting here. Against the water. Now I'm waiting if you please. We didn't count on suffering. We didn't count on pain. But if the blessing's in the valley, then in the river I will wait. Find me in the river, find me there. Find me on my knees with my soul laid bare. Even though you're gone and I'm cracked and dry, find me in the river. I'm waiting here. Find me in the river. Find me there. Find me on my knees with my soul laid bare. Even though you're gone and I'm cracked and dry, find me in the river. I'm waiting here for you. Come find me here. Find me in the river. Waiting I'm alive, I will surrender back to the start where you found me. I give you my heart again. Everything, I'm all I can.
crazy ideas about how this whole world should turn. But every time I buy into their way of thinking, I always crash and burn. But Father, you've given me precious promises I know will never fade away. I hear you talking to me and I'm gonna listen to every word you say. Oh, and just like a tree, I'm planted by the water. And though the fiery furnace gets hotter and hotter, I'm hanging on your every word, walking in the faith I've heard. Oh, I'm not letting go, I'm hanging on your every word. So I'm gonna keep my eyes upon you, hold up my shield of faith to quench the fiery darts of the evil one and put him in his place. Father, you've given me precious promises, the faith I'm gonna receive. Believers are receivers and doubters do withouters. I believe, I believe, I believe. I'm hanging on your every word, standing on your promises. Oh, and just like a tree, I'm planted by the water. And though the fiery furnace gets hotter and hotter, I'm hanging on your every word, walking in the faith I heard. Standing on your promises. Oh, and just like a man who built his house upon a rock, the wind and the rain will never knock it off. I'm hanging on your every word, walking in the faith I've heard. Oh, I'm not letting go, I'm hanging on your every word. Standing on,
hanging on, hanging on.
Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ruth, Lord, your word is true.
Hanging on, hanging on.
From Genesis to Revelation, Lord, such a sweet salvation.